Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
All right, Dr. Bui, what do you say on this, Professor? What comes to mind on this very issue where we spoke about ignorance in such a way that people ignore the wisdom of the Most High and they embrace their own cunningness? What say you on this matter? All right, I'm trying to get those files. We have those files. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. All right, Professor, I'm ready. Let's go.
As we continue, I would like us to finish up this passage, Ephesians 4, 17 to 19. It starts by saying, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness." Wow. "I testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles." We have said that ignorance will guide your walk, will guide your conduct, in as much as enlightenment and light will also guide your walk and conduct. So in other words, we become people who are defined by the state. And this state of enlightenment, this state of ignorance, will portray a certain governing power, will portray God whom we are under. And it says in verse 18, having their understanding darkened, having their understanding lacking light, having their understanding in ignorance, these people will be alienated from the life of God. Spiritual ignorance takes you away from God. Spiritual ignorance make you walk very, very far from the Lord, because it is what is portrayed by the condition of your heart. We know that God access us through our hearts. The condition of our hearts become a drawing card or a magnet to whether God will come to our hearts or not. So if we are not going to be enlightened in as far as in the issues of the spirit are concerned, we will be repelling God from our hearts, because we will be blind. We will be looking into life from the blindness perspective. And God wants us to know that it is the word of the Most High that will bring light unto our path, bring light into our walk. As we forge forward, let us to read Jeremiah 5, verse 4. Jeremiah 5, verse 4 says, "Then I said, they are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinance of their God." Let me read that again. They are only poor. They are foolish. Why are they foolish? That's because they do not know the way of the Lord. Spiritual ignorance leads to poverty. Spiritual ignorance leads to foolishness. A person begins to do things that are foolish, that have no reason to do, that have no purpose, simply because the person is not enlightened, simply because the person has no God who continually brings light. But this is something that can be cured. This can be dealt with. And how can we deal with this? By allowing the word of God to shine in our hearts, that our path may be enlightened, that we may walk in accordance to the call that we've been given by the Lord. And Amos 3 verse 10 says, but they do not know how to do what is right, declares the Lord. These who hold up violence and devastation in their citadels, how do they get to this state of not knowing to do what is right? It is because they are not enlightened. They are ignorant of the ways of the Lord. In verse 4 of Jeremiah, I'm putting these two together now, it says that's because they do not know the ways of the Lord or the ordinance of their God. If we do not know the ways of the Lord and and his ordinance, we are not going to know what to do. We end up doing as our minds inform us. We do as people do, but not informed by God. Spiritual ignorance leads to being led by other gods. You become a person who is led by circumstances and by people. You become like a tree that goes this way when the wind goes that way, which goes the other way when the direction of the wind changes. But if you are enlightened, you are in the light, you will know what to do. You will be rooted. You will be like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water that continue to bear fruit in season and out of season, and whose leaves never wither in any other season, because you are rooted in him and you are in the light. A person who is in the light is usable by God, because people get attracted as they see the glory of the Most High in the life of that person, whereas spiritual ignorance will repel even the people from you, because you are not portraying, you are not revealing the Most High. And that is taking us away from who we really are, takes us away from our purpose. Our purpose is to bring light, is to preach the gospel of the Most High. Sometimes we will not have an opportunity, Brother A, to stand on the pulpits and speak about him, but we will have to parade a specific life that brings light to people. So when you walk carrying that light, you are bringing and drawing people to God. But if you'll be ignorant and you do as the world does, how will you preach to the people of God? How will you reveal him as God trusts you to reveal him in the walk and in our conduct? Let's read another scripture. Isaiah 9 verse 2. Isaiah 9 verse 2 goes hand in hand with Matthew 4:16, because in Matthew 4:16 we see the manifestation of this prophecy which was given by prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 9 verse 2. It says the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. It is because this state is not expected to be permanent, and hence God had to fight to bring light in this world so that we who were in darkness will now begin to walk in light. And this had to be announced, that there shall be a day where light will come. But when light had come, did we, or are we embracing light? Are we living according to light? Are we accepting light? And people need to know that the light has come, and we no longer have to stay and walk in darkness as we were in the past. And in Matthew 4:16, which is now a manifestation of the prophecy, it says the people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. It means that the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Yahushua HaMashiach, fulfilled this prophecy. And when he came, he brought light into the world. So when the light has come into the world, I will not let him pass by. I will not let go of the light that has come. I have a solution. We have a solution. We can be illuminated by embracing him. We were sitting in darkness, so spiritual ignorance speaks of a state of darkness, but it has a solution. We can move from darkness to light. We can move from our cities of darkness, the land of darkness, which are informed by our our background, where we were with our forefathers, we can move to him and with him in light, because ignorance is not supposed to be a permanent state. It has been made temporal by the arrival of the Messiah. Spiritual ignorance can be dealt with, Bazalwane. God has given us a solution. You don't have to stay in that state. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be foolish. As the book of Jeremiah 5 verse 4 says, we need to be enlightened and not be foolish, and know that God wants us to be the children of light so that we do not perish.
Mm. I hear you quite well there, Professor. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And Waruna says, evening, Pastor Ray. Pray for me. My court appearance tomorrow brought against me to work in my favor for my back then fiancé to withdraw the case. Confirming to the standards of this world and spiritual ignorance is what brought me into this. Eish, I hear you. I hear you. Sawubona dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona dumela, my brother, Brother Ray.
Butwami.
Ngiyabulisa man. Bulisa mfowethu Baruki no Prof Fondezi. Noma ngekho lapho. Spiritual ignorance, by the way. Are we lifting the world with the word, Brother Ray? Or sikhuluma izinganekwane?
Yes.
Ngoba sifuna ibandla likhule. It's about numbers. Because in Indawo, we are passionate about our church property.
Yes.
Ikhapethi yethu ukuthi nakungena laba kanjena ikhapethi izosala inamamakha.
Yeah, kunzima straight.
Sithi labantu asibafuni, they will leave a mark on the church carpet. Kepha siyakhohlwa ukuthi caring means commitment, Brother.
Yeah.
Emilomo yethu, we are criticizing, judging and choosing people. UJesu wayengakhethi ibala lomuntu, Brother.
Yes.
Wayehlala nabo bonke. Uzobona today kuma funerals angeke uhlale kutafula libekelwe abafundisi. Bazokutshela abafundisi, hey, one of them, hey, ake itafula labafundisi le. Bazokususa kabuhlungu. Spiritual ignorance masehle kukhulu Jesu Kristu baleyo.
Yeah.
Let's present ourselves as Jesus Christ's servants. Easy lap, little lap, John 6, verse 37. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. That's the Malawmas, brother.
Cool.
Lakuli and Kutama Kosi Jesu Christu. Spiritual ignorance, are we treating everyone with humility? That is to consider others better than ourselves, Brother Ray. Are we doing that? The word, so that we can empower people. Ukubuyisa izwe leli esebunyameni ebukhanyeni, njengoba asashilo uProf Fondezi laphaya zakaleni. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi sanibusise. To God be the glory.
All the time, my friend. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you for the powerful insight. Blessings to you.
Blessing to you, my brother. God bless you. To God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say. And we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual ignorance today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, and there Warona saying it is because of spiritual, it says conforming to the standards of this world and spiritual ignorance is what brought me into this. And tomorrow is going into court. You know, we are praying for you that may the Father's favor be upon you. And we are praying for a workable solution between you and the one that has pressed charges, or between you and the one you're going to court against. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. And we pray that may there be peace, peace that will last.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. In a mighty way, you and I, the best of friends, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let's see what you say. The ignorance of today, are we seeing quite a lot of this? The ignorance of today, you know. Are we seeing quite a lot of this? Send us your WhatsApps and also your voice notes on this one. Mayaki, let me bring this again to you. When we look at spiritual ignorance, the word says in Isaiah 40 verses 28, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting Yahuwah, the Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. When we have gone on to ignorance to such an extent that we are just as good as not knowing, that the understanding of the Father is unsearchable, we move with our own, Mayachi, which we can verify scientifically, you know, and even according to our acculturations. And this in itself has created a gulf of knowledge between us and the Most High, because we seem to be undermining Him in one way or another, relying on our sciences. Isn't it so, Mayachi?
It is quite true and quite correct, Mark, what you're saying. Because when we forget Him, when we forget His teachings, then He also rejects us. And which is precisely what you are raising. Also, how Sheba, the scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter number 1, it says, an ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's manger, but Yasharal does not know. My people do not understand. So it just shows the kind of ignorance in which we are at, that there's no, we take things for really for granted. You know, we take things really for granted, and we have to know that In many cases, we read in the scripture that the chosen nation, Yasharal, went into captivity. It was because of the ignorance that they went to captivity. Never have we read in the scripture when there was obedience that they got to be defeated by any kind of the enemy. But it is when there was a bit of ignorance in them. In the book of Joshua, I'm just going to elaborate the story. We have a man that is called Achan, whom the nation is told to say, when you go and defeat this nation, you shouldn't take anything, any of the spoils. But what does he do? He brings the spoils to the camp of Yashara out of ignorance and greed. And what happens? The enemy gets to defeat them.
Yeah.
So it's things that are like that we can be able to highlight or to see. If we could stay, that is the book of Joshua chapter number 7, where they went to fight against the people of Ai, but then there was some disobedience. One man caused the nation to fall into the punishment of Abaya. And it is until that which is of Keban or Ben was removed from the camp of Yashara that now they got to be victorious against their enemy. So it is things like that where we need to learn to be obedient, to learn to be careful, and to take things not for granted. Also, we can look at the scripture in the book of Corinthians, chapter number 15:34, because Paul, in this scripture, Paul urges the Corinthians to recognize their ignorance and the implications of their faith and behavior. So the scripture says, 1 Corinthians 15:34, wake up from the drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning, for you have no knowledge of Abba Yahuwah. I say this to you to your shame. So these are the words that Paul is speaking. Colossians 1:9, it says, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you be filled with the knowledge of his will and his spiritual wisdom. Of whose will? The will of Yahuwah Elohim. So this voice as well, it shows the importance of gaining knowledge and understanding of Yahuwah's will. To say, now we want to walk in his way and no longer want to be deaf, no longer want to be wearing the hook clappies, but we want to return to the word. And it is through the word that we can be able to conquer our obstacles, our challenges, whatever that we're going through. The brother asked for a court case, to be prayed over a court case, and it is through the word that we go through it, we declare it, we speak it, and we walk by it, that Abba will see us through, because also the word judges. When we pray, we are judging the situation that we are going through. So these are the words of advice that I can give to him, to say, enter into the prayer closet, go through your scripture, and speak to Abba Yah through his word for him. When you have got done wrong, it is for you to ask for forgiveness and also to judge the matter, and you will find favor. So truly, my Abba, we need our Heavenly Father. We need his word. The book of James, chapter 1, number 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask Abba Yahuwah, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So we encourage believers to seek the wisdom of Abba Yahuwah, especially if they feel ignorant or uncertain. So it will be able to help us seeking knowledge and understanding in order to overcome spiritual ignorance and grow in one's relationship with Yahuwah. Then, which means we become Yahad. He is Ahad, he is one, but when we are when he is in us, we become, it's the oneness which is called Yahad. Shalom.
Tuda. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. All right, people are telling us, sending us messages to pray for people. Ursula, I see your WhatsApp there. And I really need to talk about the topic. And I see you're sending messages. Thank you so much, Kwos. Thank you, Roslyn William. Thank you, Ursula Andrews. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And of course, we are talking about spiritual ignorance. What it is even all about these days. What we have come to see with it these days. Spiritual ignorance. We are talking about that. All right? And I would be glad to hear you speak with regards to that. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very issue of spiritual ignorance today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right. Let's hear what you say, Professor, with regards to the very issue of spiritual ignorance these days. There is quite a lot with regards to this, the issue of spiritual ignorance. Let me read some few verses first. And I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. Even the stock in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Elohim. But my people do not know the judgment of the Elohim. And that is what we are sitting with even these days. We somehow have been ignoring the judgments of the Most High. Quite a big problem on our side, therefore, Professor.
Thanks again, Brother Ray, for this opportunity as we continue with our discussion on spiritual ignorance. You know, I've been thinking that there is this very dangerous state that most of us are susceptible to. When we are in God, we tend to rest and not work at our salvation. And we tend to be hooked and trapped in the way things are done around us, not only looking into the way that God wants us to do things. This danger brings us to some kind of vulnerability, if I may say. We will continue to do things according to our own feelings, even if they are no longer according to what God has stipulated, because we entered through the door and we stopped working at ourselves by the guidance of the Word, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we think what we do is correct. And this is very, very dangerous, because there are many believers these days, they are in God, or let me rather say, they proclaim that they are saved, but the walk afterwards is not revealing that they are saved. They tend to do things from experience point of view, no longer guided by the Holy Spirit. That is another form of ignorance, to think that you were saved 20 years ago and you no longer adhere, you no longer discern, you no longer listen, you no longer obey the Holy Spirit. You think what you knew, what you were told X number of years ago is what you should live by, even if what you received at the time was not properly correct. And we tend to cling to that. That's a danger that brings us, the believers, in ignorant state. But let me read Romans 10, verse 1 to 4, which says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved." Verse 2, For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. This is a prayer. This is a concern. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God. There are people who have a zeal for God who burn for the Lord, but not according to the knowledge of God. It brings an understanding that we need to search what we know and how we know and how do we apply what we know. Because there are things that we will be eager to do, eager to live by, and they are not necessarily according to the knowledge of the Most High. It says here in verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, it means we seek our own righteousness, we establish our own ways, we establish our own kind of life that we believe is correct, and probably that is informed by a somebody or by some systems that are not godly, and we establish our own righteousness and ignore the righteousness of God. And that happens when we are not submitting to the righteousness of the Most High. But where does it start? It starts by being zealous of things that are ungodly, being zealous about things that are not informed by God. That has more to do with conformity, more to do with satisfying others, more to do with being laid back in your life, in your spiritual life, I mean. So it means we begin to do things according to our knowledge, not according to the knowledge of the Most High. There's a difference between these two. There's a difference between what we think is correct and what God says is correct. So here, spiritual ignorance has nothing to do with your earthly intelligence, with your earthly foolishness, but more to do with what God regards as light. I'll say that again. Sometimes we will think enlightenment or being knowledgeable is more to do with what we know about the world, in the world, but it is more to do about what we know about God's word, God's ways, God's ordinances, and the way of life. It is knowledgeable in the things of God. Spiritual enlightenment is about being knowledgeable in the things of God, not the things of the world. If you will know the things of the world more than the things of God, you are still in spiritual ignorance, because your spirit is not enlightened. Your spirit is not alive in God and with God. Spiritual enlightenment brings life, but that ignorance will kill us, will take us away from the life of the Most High. And hence, there is this prayer that I know that they have a zeal. I see this sometimes in us or amongst us, Brother Ray, that we are zealous. We work for God, and we even think we can do things, we can make things happen for God, but having left God behind. We want to do what He would want us to do, but we leave Him behind. So in other words, we work for God, we don't work with God. So if we work for God, sometimes we work in darkness, because we push our own agenda. We are led by our minds. We are led by the conditions around us, of which sometimes we need to have knowledge on how to deal with them. If we don't have knowledge, we are in spiritual ignorance, because some of the things might be needing God to get involved in before we could put our hands in those areas. So spiritual ignorance, again, has its roots in disobedience. I'm saying this because when God brings light in the form of the word, and we do not do and hearken the word of the Lord, it means we are disobeying God. When we disobey God, we fall into darkness, and we are ignorant of what had to be revealed by that word. We must not forget that the word of God, when it speaks to us, it comes as a seed, it brings that light, but the revelation thereof might need to come later as we continue to walk in that word. Some of the things that we are guided to do by the Holy Spirit and by the word of God, we do not understand them, but it is when we are doing them, when we are in the way with God, for God, that we get a full picture, the full understanding and knowledge. So we will continually be in ignorance if we are going to be disobedient. When we take the word of God and shove it in the shelves, we must know that there are things about God that we will not know. We remain ignorant in that area of disobedience. But when we do the word, more revelation comes, more knowledge comes, and I become wiser. I become a better representative of the kingdom. I can speak for him and about him better from a point of knowledge if I have initially embraced the word of God. And hence I say spiritual ignorance also has its root and foundation in disobedience, because people do not want to do the will of God. They don't want to hear God. They don't want to act and do as God says. When we do that, ignoring God, we immediately get into a dark space because there's no illumination where there is disobedience. Hallelujah.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. And you can voice your WhatsApp there. This is regarding spiritual ignorance these days.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
All right, let's take a call. Sawubona baba, siyakwamukela. Yebo baba.
Hello, kunjani mfundisi?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Siyaphila ni family ya Jesus.
Siyaphila baba. Namhlanje ukhulumela phansi yini na?
Okay, uthami ukukhuluma manje.
Ngiyakuzwa baba, ngiyakuzwa kakhulu.
Okay, ya ngifuna ukuthi sifunde lapha ku Amakhosi 17.
Mm.
17:38. Ngisaba ngiyaphosisa uJehova kepha zakhonda izijumbe zaza ezibazini kanjalo nabantwana bazo nabantwana bafantana bazo ingabe kuwenzile kuyisebenza njalo nabo kuze kule mini kuze kube namuhla. Ya kuthi ke mfundisi njengoba basho lapho abomama sisakhonda namadlozi vele bo. Yabo ngikhulumile sokhonzani sihamba nabo kakhulu kakhulu njengabantu bakankulunkulu mara sikhonze unkulunkulu mara sihamba nangamaldsokugezela abantu abakankulunkulu njengoba isithe basaba nabo unkulunkulu ukhonza unkulunkulu and nawuvula lapho umake ufuti lapho for ivese because what we saw Satan and Kuba would be cured with your Kulera and Kosin and Kosin Kubako.
Yes,
Satan, I came here at the office. I didn't get a second call. Mind you, Utia, who cares what you are in the world? I want to call some Kulun Kulu pay. But I want to know
Hey, Matter.
Ngiyakuzwa ngendaba yawo. Ngiyakuzwa ngendaba yawo.
Yes.
Yes. 15.
Yeah.
Hello, okay, was all an man in training, even the lady who must be in our fingers and no man is. No man did not be. I must have a Kulman in the pipe. That's a long meeting in the night. I think you can't tell my lips. I can't allow the woman. I follow with this and maybe keep it out. Maybe you never hear this. I never keep out. Yeah, like it. I'm going to be a
family. Yeah. Inkosi sisize, man. Inkosi sisize. Ignorance yala malanga. Iyahlupha, man. Imosha kakhulu, baba. Imosha kakhulu. So, yeah, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Awuzeke, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Mr. Felix.
Hello, Baba Ray.
Thank you.
Hello, Dato Mfundisi. Hello, Tata.
Baba.
Dato Ray. Siyabonga kuqala kuNkulunkulu ngawe. Siyabonga kuNkulunkulu ngawe. UThixo usibonisile ukuthi uyasikhathalela ngawe. Ngawe Daturi.
Hallelujah.
UThixo usibonisile ukuthi unathi ngawe. Ngoba kwabe uNkulunkulu ebengasikhathalelanga ngongekho kuthi, ngongangeni empilweni yethu. Imfundiso zakho ziyangena empilweni yethu.
Hallelujah.
So siyambulela uNkulunkulu ngawe. Kube khona empilweni zethu ngegama likaYesu. Siyabonga bawo.
Sinikeza udumo.
Dadu Ray, the way abantu okanye thina abantu sithi siyakholwa, sithi silandela uNkulunkulu. But the way singasakhathaleli umoya oyingcwele ngakhona. Kudlulile apho ilimit bekufuneka sikuye idlulile. Ngoba sithi ngokusithandazayo uvesi sithi ke rapela badimo le modimo waka ore uve sisithi ke lebo ha badimo le modimo. So ngamanyamazwi sithandaza izinyanya siphinde sithandaza uNkulunkulu same time.
Hayi,
so ngamanyamazwi asisabambi ukuthi ngaphandle kukaNkulunkulu okanye ngaphandle komoya oyingcwele akukho okunye ekufuneka sikuthandaze. The way singakhathaleli ubungcwele okanye umoya oyingcwele ngakhona. IBhayibheli ithe noba kungehla umntu okanye kungehla into evela ezulwini ningayikhungi. Noba kungaphuma phansi ephuma ngaphansi kwamanzi phansi komhlaba ningayikhungi ningayiguqeli. Kodwa namhlanje njengoba nithetha so ubuninzi bethu sithandaza izinyanya. Sithandaza abantu athi xa kunothiwa yengcwabini lakhe uye wafikela amathambo akhe ekhona phaya. Xa sithi sithandaza uNkulunkulu okanye sithetha ngoNkulunkulu ebantwini abathandaza izinyanya bathi sithetha ubudenge bathetha laa ndawo ichapter 1 ka-1 Korinti 18 xa uthetha ngomnqamlezo kwabatshabalalayo uthetha ubudenge. Uyabona tata? So umoya oyingcwele ukwenza nje into ethiwa mibe short. Umoya oyingcwele tata asisamkhathaleli ibili asisalindelanga ngendlela esiphila ngayo. Ngoba nawe ujongayo khona manje nabafundisi ababanjwayo balibele ukuthi umthetheleli wabo ngumoya oyingcwele bathethelelwa ngoku ngaba abantu bathethelela ababulali babantu abapha etrongweni iiarhente zabantu ababulalayo iiarhente zabantu abareyipayo iiarhente zabantu abantshontshayo iiarhente zabantu abayenza yonke into engalunganga ingabafundisi balibele ukuthi umoya oyingcwele nguye umthetheleli. UYesu unxakaza uhambe uthi kufaneleke ndihambe ukuze umoya oyingcwele umthetheleli ehle anifundisa anibonise zonke bambalandawo zonke izinto ekufuneka sizifunde sizifundise umoya oyingcwele. Dangi tata Ray, dangi dangi tata Felix apa, dangi ndiyabonga kakhulu tata, bye dangi, bye bye tata.
Thank you so much, Mr. Felix. I really appreciate. May the Father be glorified in everything that we do. It is not our own strength, it is the Father's strength.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. I-Radio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Connie,
I want to show the young journalist in my insurance 5. For the insurance, my insurance with you. Yonke le mali manipata le mati achabla nusuzi nimta nusuzi awafuga nami kuze goba end up even yesterday chabla nabe lugu ehle lugu amen amen kutu because atwa ibe iphele ay akuzange kuhamba njalo ngayi 23 nje kuyabuyela uyabona hlo. Nangapele mwale mionke mwenchele singa zange emba ya enda pangte ucha blana. Nyozo mflung. Ay, sorry. Nyozo mflung. Nyozo mflung. Nyozo mflung. Nyozo mflung. Nambe gata ngintanda wapela. Nalo lama twa el. Dwame ngintana yutiza ke yonke. Wati twa ngale lama shong. Asazo shona kisale. Only 2 months ashong. Wati mama. No side in the security for no kale pass. I'm not for no servants. That day I call this. It's so beautiful, my daughter.
Yes, yeah, that's painful, Connie. We pray that may the comfort of the Most High be upon you when anumden wako in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We pray for comforts in a time like this. Mayachi, time has gone. Thank you so much. And pass our regards at home. And of course, because of these voice notes, I wasn't looking at the time. And it goes like, ding, it's time to go. Next week, we are talking about spiritual bondages, what these are even all about. Mayachi, thank you so much.
Mayachi, it is my pleasure. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate the listeners and the family of Radio Pulpit, also to Professor Buiso Desi and her family in absentia, to Abayahawa, be the glory. Halala, aman.
Halala, aman. All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, Mayachi.
And thank you for the calls, the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for listening through and for praying for us. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It is by His Holy Spirit that He guides us into all truth. And you and I are continuously learning from Him at all times. Tuda! Rabah!
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.